Hello, welcome to Microsoft Build 2017. We are very pleased to be here today with Etienne to talk about VR and VR in a web browser together. So we are both developers working in DX. I'm David. You can touch me on Twitter on the specific address you'll see on the slide. And Etienne?
Yes, and you can contact me on Twitter too with at Multa.
So let's start. So why you should bother about VR? VR is really everywhere today, and there are a lot of different devices. We've put some of them on these slides. We've got the brand new mixed reality devices. We are really lucky to have one today on the stage, just over there. We're going to show that. You've got an Oculus Rift. You've got Vive. I've got a Vive at home. It's really an awesome piece of device. You've got also stuff for the mobile.
Exactly. And what it's what is really important here is that when you have a market like that with such a huge range of devices and prices, then that's usually the moment, David, where you will have a lot of people using it, and maybe you can create something that people will love and use.
And as a web developer, or if you currently have a website, maybe you should start to wonder, a lot of people are going to buy those devices. Maybe they will want to have an experience, a VR experience on your website. And the beauty of the web is that we can today write some code that's going to address all these devices using a single base of code.
Yes, and then you will have a lot of users coming to your website.
So for that, there is a new specification that's going to help addressing all those devices. It's named WebVR. So if you'd like to know exactly what WebVR is, and you will see a lot of demonstration of what it is, actually, you should go to this website. And it basically says it is a specification to make it easy to have VR on the web, which is more or less true. We're going to see that together, because you need to have a bunch of skills for that.
Yes. And but what is really great is that you can see you have a lot of devices here on the screen. And what is important and interesting is that if you use Windows, you can use any of the devices currently available using a bunch of different browsers. And it's also available on Android. Some of these devices are available on Android too. And you can have a look at the table here.
So let's talk about you now. Let's talk about what you need to know and to be able to use, and which kind of skills you need to have.
Yes, because you, David, you told before that it seems to be really easy on the website, but it's not as easy as it seems, because you need to have a lot of different skills, being able to create a 3D scene on a browser. You have to be able to handle, because if you already tried some headsets, you see that you have two screens.
Maybe you can show this little piece of device on the left to
yes.
the people on the camera.
Yes, you can see this one.
Yeah. You see? There are some lenses.
So you have two lenses, so you have to handle that and be sure that the both images are going correctly through the lenses with the distortions and everything. So that's one thing also which is really hard to handle. And then when you did that, you have to implement the web VR specification on top of that. So that's not really easy, but maybe we have a solution for you.
Yes, and the solution is named Babylon.js, which is an engine we've been working together with a friend of ours, like David Catu, that were driving this engine since the beginning. And the idea is really to do all the job for you and simplify a lot the supportability of the code on all platforms. It's currently being used by a lot of different people, some customer outside of Microsoft, but also inside Microsoft. For instance, with the Windows 10 Creators Update, we've launched remix3d.com, that's using Babylon, and also the xbox.com is using Babylon for the avatars and also to configure your controller.
Yeah.
So let's see a first demonstration of that, and we will start by classical 3D before switching to VR.
Exactly. So here, I am, what you can see here is the Babylon.js playground, and it's a place where you can type some code and then watch the results like instantly in the browser and see what you just did. So we have some code on the left.
And just to let people understand, Babylon is written using TypeScript.
Yep.
So we're using the type definition inside the Modaco editor, which is on the left, which is also free and open source. You can reuse yourself. And the idea, you will be able to reuse all the sample we're going to use during the session at home to do the very same stuff, because everything is currently available on the web.
Yeah, and it's really easy to use. And we have in the engine, we have a lot of stuff already there for you. So you can move here the camera using the mouse. I can move using the keyboard. I can also use
Nextbox controller
and move there and use it. That's handled by default.
Okay, so maybe we can see that this is handled by what we named the universal camera. And
here.
Yes. So the idea now is, let's switch to the first version of VR. The first version of VR is not web VR, is to use what we name a fallback using the device orientation API, which are the sensor you've got in your mobile. So for that, I know you're not that used to do VR with Babylon.
Yes.
But I'm going to ask you to change that.
Okay.
So if you use the auto-completion and search for VR something.
VR, oh, I can see I have a new camera here.
So yes, let's use a VR device orientation and okay. Just press, maybe change the
heights of yes. The user because it's different.
And then run.
And then I will run it. Takes some time to compute. Oh.
And you see you were yes. Explaining us that you need to handle the lens distortions of this small little
small
stuff,
device yes. Here.
And this is currently handled by default by the engine. So now you can put that, for instance, in full screen.
Mm-hmm.
Just you need to change
the resolution
for the media queries, and then put that in full screen. And now just imagine Etienne currently have a big phone, and this is really trying to mimic. So even maybe you can show you've got a Surface Book.
Yes, and I can move it, and it's using the
accelerator.
Yes, and everything here. So I can pretend I need bigger eyes, but yeah. I could use that as a.
It's a big
screen.
Big yes. VR headset.
It is.
Okay, now let's switch to my machine to go to see how to go to the next step to use the real VR stuff.
Yes.
So on my machine over there, I'm going to show you to do the very same thing, but to support all browser and platforms. And for that, I'm currently using Internet Explorer 11 that doesn't support web VR. And what you need to do is to do a feature detection using this line of code. And what I'm currently checking, is WebVR is supported or not by the browser currently, which is not the case. So I will fall down to the code you've just written on your machine.
Cool.
So I'm sure that I'm not breaking the website on other platforms or mobile. On the other way, if I'm lucky enough to have a more modern browser like the last version of Edge, is going to use the WebVR camera. So you see it's just one line of code to change.
It's really easy.
So let's open that inside Microsoft Edge. And I will need your help, Etienne.
Okay.
Because currently we cannot see anything because we've got a little piece of code over there that said that I'm going to enable the rendering of the scene in your headset when I will click on it.
Should I put it?
Put it on.
Okay. I can see a black light.
Yes, you need to
weird.
Wait a little bit. And now you can see normally something inside the headset.
I can see, I can look even here.
I can put that in full screen to let people understand what's going on. So Etienne is using a mixed reality development kit we've put on this machine and using a single line of code. We're using WebVR that's going to track what it's doing with his head and body, and we're automatically updating that in the 3D scene. So you see, just using one line of code, we've been able to switch to VR in the same way we were doing that on mobile.
That's awesome.
Thank you. So now let's imagine that you want to use the Oculus Rift.
Here.
So what we're going to do is to unplug the mixed reality headset.
Yes. I'm helping you.
Thank you.
There you go.
I'm going to close that down. And now we need to switch to a special build of Chromium this time, which supports WebVR 1.1. Edge supports WebVR 1.1 by default. Chrome is not yet supporting it by default, but you've got some build of Chromium using it. And then, so I'm going to reload to be sure that, because we just out-switch the headset, yes, which is not something you're doing very frequently. I'm enabling the camera. Now I'm going to put that in full screen also to let you see.
Yes, so it's the same experience. The only difference is that I can see the commands here.
You've got, by default, Babylon.js is going to provide you the models of the extended gamepad you may want to use. Currently, it's not doing anything else that when you're pressing on it, maybe people can see the animation of the trigger. And so the next step will be to wire up some code directly on this stuff to be able to select object, but we will see that just after that.
Cool.
Thank you, Etienne. Just to let you know, we are also supporting the Vive. So, for instance, if I'm loading that, this model inside any browser, let's see. So if you've got an HTC Vive at home, we are doing the very same thing, meaning that we're animating the trigger like that when you're pressing it.
Yes.
So we're going to download for you the model so you don't have anything to do.
Okay.
Let's switch back to the slides.
So, so that we have a lot of devices. We're lucky to have all these. But if you don't have one at home, maybe you can ask yourself, how can I test that and like develop some code and debug it and see what the user is going, what experience the user is going to have. So in the Windows 10 Creators update, we have now a mixed reality portal, which is basically a simulator for that. And you can simulate the experience the user is going to have inside of the headset. You can do that also on other browsers like Chrome. So they have an extension there. And you can also test in this browser because, you know, David, the web, the beauty of the web is that you want to create an experience for everyone, not related to the browser they use. And then the last way of testing it is to use your mobile device and use something like this that we showed before, like two lenses. It's really, really cheap to buy.
Most of you are more used to the cardboard experience,
but it's
a small one.
It's exactly the same. So let's maybe take a look at that.
So for that, let's wait a little bit that my machine is ready. So it's ready. Let's switch back to my machine. So as you said, if you want to have if you currently have Windows 10 Creators update at home, what you could do is ask Cortana to search for the Mixed Reality Portal application coming from the Windows Store. And I currently have a device connected to that, but you can go over there and you see we've got a simulation button.
Yes.
So this button, if I'm pressing it, I'm not going to do it because I've got a headset, but you can then use an Xbox controller connect it to your machine to simulate the fact that you're moving or rotating your head, and then you will be able to test your code running inside Edge using WebVR from the Windows 10 Creator updates. Okay?
Yeah, that's cool.
So it's very simple, already available out of the box. Now let's switch to, let's take the same demonstration we had before, the very first one. And let's launch the regular version of Chrome that currently doesn't support yet WebVR enabled by default. And you see still have already have a double run ring.
Yeah.
Something we forget to tell to the people, you see that we don't have loss lens distortion because WebVR is taking care of that.
Okay.
So I don't have to compute that. So it's better because it's best for the performance because we don't have to do that on the JavaScript side. Now let's go back to Chrome, and if you install the extension we've shown in the slide, and I'm stepping that on the right and this one on the left, you will have a new WebVR tab in F12, and you will be able to simulate again the fact that where you're flying in this case, which is very rare. And you can rotate your head, so you are able to again do some testing without every time putting the headset. Or even if you don't have asset, you're able to test your code.
Cool.
Well, the final stuff, most of you probably have iPhones, Android, or Windows phones. So let's check, for instance, on the Windows mobile devices on your machine.
Yes, I'm going to launch the Project My Screen app here so you can see what I see. And so here, so it's a web page.
Yep.
You can see that here. It's the same, it's the exact same code. And I could put this on top of that here, without touching the screen. And then I can have a
So we need to believe you.
Experience.
That is in 3D. So it's it's another way to experiment VR on your mobile. So you need a powerful mobile because you need to use a powerful GPU. But still, the frame rate could be interesting. You don't have to put, like, you know, a big AAA game on your phone. It's
sure.
not going to work.
Don't try that.
But at least everybody got a phone at home, so you will be able to test the very same thing. And we're using the fallback we've shown at the beginning, you know, the VR device orientation camera. Thank you, Etienne. So let's switch back to the slides. So now maybe you may wonder, okay, now I know how to enable VR on all platforms, but what if I would like to interact with some objects? First, you need to understand that when you're doing VR in a web page, it's going to put the canvas, well, the WebGL canvas, in full screen.
Yes.
So you cannot interact with a web page the same way, meaning if you've got a DOM element, you cannot click on a DOM element, you cannot use classical button, because they are not rendered inside the web page. So to do that, again, Babylon.js got some 2D UI interface rendered in the 3D WebGL space that you can use. And we're going to, you may go to the Babylon.js website. We've got a National Geography demo using to explore Mars. Mm-hmm. The way they're doing it is to look at a specific piece in the page and to stay there, and you're going to select it. You got that on sometime in VR with the HoloLens or with some Oculus experiment to select something by looking at something. And we're going to see together how to do that on my machine. So for that, I've got the various demonstration over there. So if I'm running that first in Internet Explorer, no, I'm not going to run that in Internet Explorer. I'm going to run that in Chrome. Mm-hmm. Because I'm using, this code is not being tested to run everywhere yet. So you can see that I can select using the mouse a specific element. And the way we are doing that is to do a ray casting.
Okay.
So what I'm basically doing, I'm looking where you're moving your head. If you're looking, which is the center of the screen, at a specific element I want to select, for instance, this cube. If I'm moving out of the cube, you see the cube is currently gray.
Yep.
When I'm going to look at it, the sphere, the beautiful green sphere, will grow up a little bit. The cube will switch to blue and then to red. No, to red and then to blue. I need to read my own code. So to do that, it's fairly simple. We're doing what we are using heat testing. Mm-hmm. And if the mesh is selectable, you can pick it. You can do whatever you want in your code. And you see another thing that we are using some fire effects. The idea is to be able then to teleport, because we just talk about how to, you know, interact with a 3D object, mm-hmm. but how to move. So there's several ways to move. The first one is using the keyboard, but you shouldn't do that while wearing the headset.
That's not a good idea. I tried, and I'm almost
because
fell,
you can
so.
Have what we are naming the motion sickness. On your can teleport. So first of all, we're going to see this same demonstration in the mixed reality headset inside Edge.
Mm-hmm. I put this.
Yes, can you put it back?
Yep.
Let's wait a little bit.
Okay.
So you see that when you're moving your head, so I'm going to put that again in full screen to let people seeing it.
So I can select this and then change. I can go back here.
Yeah, several cubes.
Yes.
So you can do whatever you like. The beauty of this headset is currently a room scale. What we are using is 6 degrees of freedom. We don't have any external camera to do that. So you can move whatever you want in the current room. Well, must pay attention because you cannot see anything, so don't move at all.
And you don't need the sensors like the Oculus.
Yes, it's currently managed by the device itself, so it's working very well. But let's imagine now that you've got another one, like the Oculus Rift now. Mm-hmm. I'm going to switch back. So don't do that at home. We are
at home,
professional people.
Don't switch back and force.
So I'm going to open the very same piece of code inside Chromium to be able to use the Oculus Rift. and I'm going to need to reload it just to connect the code to the controller.
Yes, because I didn't click on it, so they weren't activated.
So you can see currently I'm going to put that again in full screen to let people understand what's going on. So now, rather than looking to something to select an object, you're using the Oculus
Touch
controller. So we've got a yellow ray being sent. So you can first select an element, like you're doing, just by pointing on it.
Mm-hmm.
But also you can now select on the floor where you want to teleport. If you press on the X button or A button, you think you've been teleported directly.
I can go back there.
Exactly. So this is a classic way of moving inside VR. This is handled by default in Babylon GS again. And it's to avoid to have motion sickness. So some people prefer to move using a classical gamepad experience.
Can I shoot on you?
No, please. Other people try to prefer using like that teleportation. I'm a huge fan of teleportation.
Yes, it works well.
So maybe you wonder which kind of experience you can build with that. So we're going to try to do something very funny.
I'm ready.
You're trying to play basketball.
Without a ball.
Without a ball inside the browser. You ready?
I'm warming up, yep.
You need to press the controller to enable that.
Yep.
And now I'm enabling VR.
Okay.
So what you got to do is to press a button. It's going to display a ball that you can send using physics. And Etienne is a really bad player. He's really good in coding, but you see, he don't even know how to throw the ball. Okay. So you can move. This time you can move using the thumbstick.
Yes, that's what
I'm
doing.
So very slowly because...
I don't want to fall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you see, so we've tried that many times, but he's not able to put any any score. So let's start. You've got a table and going to break the stage. So it's to give you an idea.
Okay, I'm bad at that.
Yes, we can see that you're really bad at that. So maybe you will be able to practice at home.
You can try it.
So let's finish by this time using a final demonstration back to the mixed reality devices. So because we will end up by this one.
Mm-hmm.
So just need to wait that it's being recognized again by the Windows 10 platforms.
It's black, I'm alone.
Yes, just wait a little bit.
Yep. Okay.
Okay, so we've got VR version of a famous scene we've got on our website named Sponza. We've been working with some French colleague of us, Michel Rousseau, which a great friend of us managed to build this beautiful scene.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just added the VR button. The VR button is going to use the very same code we've been using since the beginning, feature detection, VR orientation, device orientation if you don't have the VR. And normally, you should be able to have Sponza being displayed in your headset. Yes. So Etienne loves to go near the flowers to check them.
It doesn't touch the floor.
Because he managed to find some rendering issue by laying down on the floor. Can you go back on the stage, please?
Yeah, don't worry.
Without breaking anything. So maybe you wonder, okay, this is very cool. We've got high quality rendering in VR. If we run that on the Oculus Rift or HTC Vive, you will see your gamepad displaying inside it. We could even teleport inside that if you would like to. But how to have the same experience like a native-like application using offline? Can you get out of the headset, please?
Sure.
So for that, we will end up by this demonstration. And we'll talk a little bit about PWA. Can you just explain quickly what PWA is?
Yes, so the idea is to... So the full name is Progressive Web Apps, and the idea is to be able to bring everything that you have from the web on a native devices. And so really the idea is to have a website that you will progressively transform to an experience that will look natively. So one of the main thing of that is service workers, which is something that is between your web browser, your web server and the websites, and handling cache or push notification and stuff like that.
So
and we can use that here.
To transform the current experience in a pure offline stuff, we need two things. We need to use a service worker that's currently being implemented inside Edge.
Mm-hmm.
So it will be soon shipped inside Edge. is currently shipped inside Firefox and Chrome. Yes. So we're going to check that inside Chrome. And Babylon.js got an IndexedDB layer. So mm-hmm. we've got a database on the client side. So we're going to download the textures, the models of the Sponda scene in the database. And you've written a service worker because we're going yes. to take care of something else, which is all the different files in
exactly.
it to load the scene.
And I didn't have to write a lot of code because I used something which is really new, which is called PWA Builder that we build at Microsoft here. And you can use that to generate the code. So if I go here, I go on the Babylon.js website, and I think there is the Sponda scene somewhere.
Maybe do it in Chrome then.
Yes. That's why you're here.
You know? Yeah, to remember.
To help me when I don't know how to use.
The first thing, you need to use HTTPS to have yes. service worker being available.
Otherwise, it won't work. And what I'm going to do is to launch the developer tools here, and I'm going to go in network. So if I refresh the website here, what you can see is that some of the resources have been get from the service worker. So basically, the browser is asking for a resource, and the service worker is in like just before the network and saying, oh, I have this resource. I'm going to send that to you, and you can have it. And then we have some others that are getting from the disk cache.
So it's coming from IndexedDB.
Yes, that's from IndexedDB.
Supported by default by Babylon, so you don't have anything to do that. So this means that if you're cutting down the network now, yep. switching to airplane mode, for instance, normally, if you're pressing F5 again, we see that
still works.
This is still working. So you will also have a VR experience if you put the VR experience yeah. inside it, because the service worker managed to load the
exactly.
file from his own cache, plus IndexedDB. So this means that today, thank you, Etienne, using all the latest technologies, you can build VR experience on all devices supporting that, including fullbacks for the mobile, and also have a full offline experience.
Yes.
So we can switch back to your machine for the last slides. So let's sum up on your machine so we can see the slide. And we've seen that Where VR is available almost anywhere now,
yep.
in Edge, coming inside Chrome, Firefox, or the browser. From Samsung, and also Facebook is having its own browser supporting VR, doing awesome stuff with React VR, because you've got other frameworks supporting obviously VR, like A-Frame, Play Canvas, a lot Sketchfab. A lot of people have their own frameworks, which are really great, but as we are writing Babylon.js, obviously we've demonstrated. And you can use a single line of a single base of code to touch any devices. This means that you can start to experiment today VR for mm-hmm. people that have even mobile. And just by switching with the feature detection to the web VR, the people that will use the beautiful headset will be able to have a much better experience.
Sure.
You must pay attention to interaction, like we said. We tried to give you some idea on to do that, but it's brand new. So there's a lot of new stuff to imagine. So if you're a designer, maybe you have ideas, feel free to test them or to contact us. So to contact us,
you can go. So for David and I, you can go on Twitter. You have our Twitter accounts here, and you can go to the Babylon.js website. We have a lot of awesome samples there. You can also go to the playground from there and then try some code, and you can have access to the demo we showed during this presentation. You can go to webvr.rocks and have a look at PWA Builder, which is freshly out. And have a look at how you can transform any website to something similar to a native experience.
And if you'd like to replay all demos, you've got the links also, switching with the virus number at the end. And I hope you enjoyed it. I hope it will bring you some ideas to answer your current website to be ready for VR. That's going to really be there at the end of your years with a lot of cool new devices and platforms. So feel free to contact us and tell us if you managed to do great stuff on the web.
Yes.
Thank you.
See you.